we're back live for this boys' contest. Greg Vasari and Chris Pearson, the two coaches, visiting near half court. And the Sales comes into this game with a 6-9 record on the boys' side, just 2-5 in the B2 division. But they had a big win over Walla Walla Valley Academy on this floor last Thursday to get out of the division cellar, because the last place team does not make the league tournament. But the Irish need one more win in their final three to stay out of that cellar. They play here against Waitsburg. They are at Asotin Friday, and then close out the regular season next week at Dayton. So you obviously don't want to head up to Dayton with a winner to the playoffs, a loser out game on the road. So the Irish boys, final home boys game, senior night for the boys. They're trying to beat Waitsburg. The Irish lost to them 43-42. Waitsburg's boys are 12-5, having a great season. They are 6-1 atop the B2 division. But like I said, and the girls' game's a great example of that. The Cardinal girls in second-to-last place in the division take division-leading the Sales girls to overtime. And that's the way the whole division season has gone, and for both the boys and the girls. When these boys' teams met in Waitsburg on January 19th, the Irish lost it 43-42. At that point, the DeSales boys were in last place. So not much difference top to bottom in either the boys or girls side of the division. And the Irish fight song are playing across the way. Hopefully the Irish boys will have a lot of fight in them on senior night. We'll come back with the starting lineup on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Maintaining your Massey Ferguson and Heston equipment is a critical necessity to your farming operation. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op understands that being the region's Massey Ferguson dealer is all about the service. They have implemented a preventive maintenance and inspection program for all Massey Ferguson and Heston equipment, which includes a 10% discount on all parts. Eliminate downtime and have peace of mind. Leave your equipment to the pros at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla, 525-6690.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
Have you considered refinancing lately? I suppose you could go online and fill out one of those questionnaires. Yeah, then sit back and wait. Oh, about 25 seconds or so. Your phone will ring off the hook and ring and ring. You'll regret filling out that online form. There's a better way, a much better way. Give Heartland Mortgage a call at 529-3280. No pressures, no hassles, just great top-notch service with that personal touch. Family-owned and operated, Heartland Mortgage, 30 South Palouse Street, Walla Walla.
It's essential to have a good doctor and a mechanic you can trust these days. But it's just as important to have a good lawyer. There are a lot of older law firms here in Walla Walla, and good as they are, sometimes a fresh approach is necessary. Which is why Gary Metro recently opened Metro Law Firm here in Walla Walla. Whether it's family law, criminal law, business litigation, bankruptcy, or trusts and estates, Gary Metro can help you. And your initial consultation is free. Call Gary Metro today at 525-0780. That's 525-0780.
KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live, and it's senior night here at the Sales and the girls' side of things. It took an overtime, but the Lady Irish seniors able to get a win in their last game on this floor. And the Irish boys will try to complete the sweep of this doubleheader against Waitsburg. The seniors on the Irish roster, Nick Hazeltine, Ryan Hawkins, and Nate Solomon are in uniform. Now, Kevin Baffney, which has been the case all season long, is in street clothes on the bench. They're also announcing the band members and trainers who are seniors, and Danielle Fazari standing next to her dad, Greg, and then the band members, Ryan Moberg, Sean Harris, and Justin Jasperson being announced as well. Well, these teams met on January 19th, as I mentioned, and it was a 43-42 Waitsburg win. And the surprise in that game for the Irish coaching staff was how well a 6'3" sophomore named Chance McDaniel played in the low post for Waitsburg. He had 12 points, and he proved that was no fluke playing Asotin this past Saturday. Asotin's boys came into the division at 4-1. Waitsburg was 5-1 in that ball game, so it was basically for first place in the division heading into the final week and a half of the season. And Chance McDaniel hit a shot in a low block to win the ball game against Asotin, and he led the Cardinals with 13 points. So the 6'3 sophomore, who actually started the season on the JV team, has been tough for Waitsburg. In that loss, 43-42 at Waitsburg, the Irish struggled offensively except for Marshall Failing, the 6'1 sophomore, 17 points. The Irish did not get another player with more than six in that ball game. Pat Richard was coming off an illness and scored just six. And Matt Wujek, 6'1 sophomore, who I think is going to be a key player in this ball game, he will go up against Chance McDaniel, who's 6'3". And Matt has played better lately. He had his best game of the year last Thursday when they beat Wava. And Matt had 16 points and 10 rebounds and played good defense on the low post. And Chance McDaniel for the Cardinals has emerged as the best low post player in the B2 division of the Blue Mountain League. And we'll see how Matt Wujek matches up with him inside. So while the Irish were getting all their offense from Marshall Failing in that loss, 43-42, and Chance McDaniel was leading the Cardinals with 12 points, he got some help. Ryan Mason, a 5'10 junior, had 10 in that game. Colby Weston, a senior, had 7. And Jeff Hofer and John Gertz had 6 each. So the Irish will need a little more scoring balance and a better defense on the low post against Chance McDaniel if they're going to get that much-needed win. They need one more win to make the postseason. They've got Waitsburg tonight, on the road against Asotin Friday, and then at Dayton next week to close out the regular season. The boys have to win one of those three to make the postseason, and let's get it out of the way right now here on senior night against Waitsburg. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KTSS.
The good news is you've got a terrific job and you've got your eye on a comfortable retirement. The bad news is you need to invest for your retirement and you have no idea how to do it. The good news is your neighbor has a surefire way to triple your money in just 6 weeks. The bad news is he used the word pyramid. The good news is you have D.A. Davidson & Company's 70 years of investing experience to help you reach your retirement goals. The bad news is now your neighbor needs a loan. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flehner at D.A. Davidson. Many people have joined clubs like Direct Buy to save money paying discounted prices direct from the manufacturer. But who needs membership clubs when you can find quality Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Jennair appliances locally for incredibly low prices at Elgin Electric? No costly membership fees, just a great selection of quality Whirlpool appliances at the lowest possible prices. Quality, innovation, and style. That's Whirlpool. And you'll find great Whirlpool deals at Elgin Electric in the Old Big Apple right next to Wilcox Furniture on the Milton Freeway. Water Highway.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power. Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back for the announcements of the starting lineups here from DeSales High School. First for the Cardinals of Waitsburg, who come in with that 12-5 record and a 6-1 leading record in the B2 division. Colby Weston, the 5'10 senior, will start. John Gertz, a 5'11 senior, he had 10 points in that win over Asotin Saturday. Tyson Cole, the 5'11 senior. Ryan Mason, a 5'10 junior. And the big guy inside, Chance McDaniel, the 6'3 sophomore. He goes about 240 inside. For DeSales, the Richard brothers will start. Tim, the 5'8 junior. Pat, the 6'1 sophomore, will start. Richie Westfall, the 6'1 junior. Nick Hazeltine, the 6-foot senior. And Marshall Failing, the 6'1 sophomore. DeSales has played well their last couple ball games. They beat Walla Walla Valley Academy the last game on this floor, 60-55. And then up at Yakima, what was that, Friday night, against Riverside Christian, the number two-ranked team in the state. They trailed the number two team in the state, the undefeated Crusaders, by just six at the half. The wheels kind of came off in the second half. But the Sales, six of the last eight quarters, I feel like they've played pretty intense basketball. And we'll see if the Cardinals, with that target on their chest, a target that the Irish boys are used to wearing, being out in front of the conference, the Waitsburg Cardinals trying to take it home here in the final week with that 6-1 division record. The Irish boys uncharacteristically fighting just to make the postseason here in the final week and a half. We'll see how it comes out as the Irish in the home white uniforms with the forest green trim and the Vegas gold numbers meet the Cardinals on the floor. Marshall Failing, the 6'1 sophomore, will step into the circle against Tyson Cole, the 5'11 senior. Cole is a triple jumper on the track team. He can get up. And the official will throw it up. Ball tipped. Still tipped. Failing tipped it a second time, but it goes right to Mason. Ryan Mason tips it on the right wing to Weston. Down low to McDaniel. Back in the corner to Weston, and Weston hits the three. So the Cardinals, a nice set play down the right block to McDaniel. They double team him. He kicks out to Weston for the three. And the Cardinals out early 3-0. Tim Richard passed down low to Failing off his hand and out of bounds. So good start for Waitsburg. They get a three from the corner, and DeSales turns it over at the other end. Waitsburg in the road, red uniforms with the white numbers and the black trim. Left corner pass goes to Gertz. Up top to McDaniel. Swing it to Mason. Back up top to Weston. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Pat Richard on Weston. Now to Gertz. Gertz, swing it over to Tyson Cole. Cole, dribble drive in the lane, splits the defense, lays it up, lays it in, he's fouled. And the Cardinals are fired up. They're up early, 5-0. The foul's on Pat Richard reaching in on Tyson Cole. Waitsburg's boys, kind of a nice story. I think 2 years ago, Chris Pearson's first year as head coach, I think, they did not win a game. Last year they won 5 or 6. This year they're atop the division. Tyson Cole completes a three-point play. He's all over Pat Richard the other way. Pat takes him inside, can't score it, but he's fouled. Gertz and Cole were there. Irish down 6-0. The foul's on Gertz. 7:03, just underway here in the first quarter. Waitsburg looking good offensively. Got a three-pointer from the corner and a three-pointer the hard way to take that 6-0 lead. Pat hits the first free throw. Get the Irish boys on the board. Good crowd of Waitsburg fans. Good crowd of students, but not much of a fan base across the way. This is a rescheduled game, and the Pat Richard misses the free throw, but the Irish control the rebound and will set up the offense. Inside to Hazeltine, a little five-footer, he's got it. The Irish get 4 points out of that, or 3 points out of that possession the hard way, and lead trail 6-3. Up top to Tyson Cole. Cole in the left corner goes to Gertz. Gertz up top to Chase McDaniel. Over to Mason. Mason for three. He's got it. Waitsburg shooting very well right now. Three different players have scored. They've got 3 points on each trip down the floor. They lead it 9-3. The Pat Richard at the foul line. He'll back it out. Man-to-man defense by the Cardinals. Baseline pass to Hazeltine, dribbles to the elbow. Now pass right corner to Pat Richard. Pat tries to split the defense. Tyson Cole's got him bottled up. Now gets it to Hazeltine. Hazeltine's cross-court pass knocked away by McDaniel. Air ball, errant ball retrieved by Mason to Gertz for three. He's got it. Four different Cardinals have scored. They are on track here, out of the chutes here from DeSales. 12-3 Waitsburg. Well, if you want to be the champion, you got to win on the road, and they're playing very well right now. Failing. Out top with Gertz on him. Now left wing to Pat Richards. Pat looks for some room to penetrate. Spins in the lane. Shot block. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Pat splits the defense. Missed his shot. Originally got his own rebound and scores it. 12-5 Waitsburg. They have scored on every possession a three-pointer, three outside the arc, one a shot and a foul. Colby Weston on the dribble drive right side, hits an air ball. Rebound goes out of bounds. Gertz can't run it down as Hazeltine screened him away from the ball. 12-5, so the Irish finally get a stop. The Cardinals had scored on their first four possessions of the game. 5:08 to go, first quarter. DeSales down 12-5. Right wing pass from Tim Richard to Richie Westfall. Richie dribbles around the horn, kick out to Pat Richard. Pat now on the dribble drive. Gets it to Hazeltine, who tried to set a screen for him. Nick, we got a whistle and away from the ball. Marshall failing with a three-second violation. As the Waitsburg fans, giving the Blue Mountain League officials a hand there, yelling out three in the key, and just like clockwork, the whistle blew. He probably wasn't there too long. Mason drives in, shot won't go, failing with the rebound. Knocked away from him, Tim Richards got it. Tim in the front court, Mason shadows him. Down the baseline to Richie Westfall with Weston on him. To the foul line to Hazeltine. Hazeltine dribbles down the left side, lays it up and in. Nick Hazeltine, the six-footer, the senior, off to a good start here on senior night. The sales down 12-7. They've scored four in a row. The Cardinals have not scored on two straight possessions after opening the game with four straight makes. Three-pointer on the way by Gertz. Won't go. Westfall loses control of the rebound. Mason's got it. His shot won't go. Tim Richard tips it away from Cole. And it's finally run down by Marshall Failing. Failing will dribble across the timeline. He's at the top of the key with the ball and then throws a wild pass tipped by Tyson Cole and out of bounds. Irish got a break there because Marshall Failing wasn't quite sure what he wanted to do with the ball there. 4:02 to go, first quarter. Matt Wujek will come in. Maybe Matt Wujek would get a start tonight and match up with Chase McDaniel. But Matt's in for the first time. Richie Westfall sits down. Zone defense by the Cardinals after the Irish inbound it. 3:57 to go, first quarter. DeSales down 12-7. Pass in the right corner to Pat Richards. He drugged the pivot foot and traveled. He was going to try to dump it into Marshall Failing and couldn't quite find any room to make the pass, and he tried to get himself a little extra room and drugged the pivot foot. DeSales has committed five turnovers early. That stat brought to you by the Union Bulletin reporter, Chris Spees. Long shot by Colby Weston. Won't go. Hazeltine with the rebound. So the Cardinals have cooled off after scoring on their first four possessions. And we got a pass in the corner. Ball's loose. Marshall Failing can't quite handle it, and he turns it over. DeSales struggling early with the turnovers. First Cardinal substitution, Jeff Hofer, a 5'10 junior, comes in the game. He had a three-point field goal to tie that Asotin game late in the game. And then Chance McDaniel won it with a shot in a low block. They beat Asotin 52-50. Pass inside to Gertz, knocked away. Hazeltine ends up with it. Nick wants to run the other way. Cardinals are back. Jumps up in the lane. Pass down inside to Wujek. Wujek shot blocked by Cole. Saved by Cole. Ahead to Hofer. Nice play by Tyson Cole. Hofer the other way. Kick out to Mason. Mason for three. Off the end won't go. Tyson Cole with the rebound. Nobody blocked him out. Gertz runs the rebound down, or gets the pass in the corner. Now he's fouled by Hazeltine. Waitsburg is very fundamentally sound, and you've got to block him out every time at every position. Tyson Cole, a nice little series there. Blocked the shot, saved it in bounds, got an offensive rebound, and then on the drive by Gertz, Hazeltine fouled him. Not on the shot, so Waitsburg will inbound. They get the Gertz for three. It won't go. Rebound run down the corner by Pat Richard of the Irish. DeSales dribbles into front court. Pat up the left sideline. Gets in the corner to Failing. Failing goes inside. He'll jump stop in the lane. He's fouled as he attacks the baseline left side. He'll go to the free throw line. Let's see who the foul's on. The foul's on Waitsburg's Tyson Cole. So Tyson went for the block again. And he's got the famous I didn't touch him look on his face. And Failing at the free throw line. Irish down 12-7. Marshall misses the first free throw. 6-1 sophomore looking for his first point of the game. He scored 17 when these teams met on January 19th. 2:42 to go, first quarter. Marshall hits the second one. Richie Westfall will check in for Failing. 12-8, so the sales, after being down 12-2 early, have it back within 4 points. A little bit like the girls' game started. The Lady Irish up 13-0. and ended up winning it in overtime. Hopefully the Irish boys can come back all the way and win it here against the good Cardinals team. We've got a long ways to go. Mason, cross-court pass to Tyson Cole. Hawkins on him. Ryan Hawkins is checked in. Ball's off Cole's leg, but picked up by Gertz. Now Hofer between the circles. Right wing to Mason. Pass inside to Cole. Knocked away by Hawkins. Picked up by Wujek. Nice defense by Ryan Hawkins. Pat Richard up top to Hazeltine. Hazel run the offense out front. Hofer knocks it away from him. Goes right to Richie Westfall. Richie dribbles in the corner. He's double-teamed. Gets it to Hazeltine. Kick out to Pat Richard for three. Off the iron won't go. Rebound. We've got a whistle and a foul as Hawkins had inside position on McDaniel, and McDaniel pushed him in the back on the way up. And Chris Pearson saying, hey, my guy's 6'3", their guy's 5'10". My guy went straight up. And Colby Weston checks back in, and McDaniel gets his first break. Third foul on Waitsburg. DeSales inbound, trailing 12-8. They get into Hazeltine. Now to Tim Richard. Back to Hazeltine at the elbow right side. Has it knocked away from behind by Mason. Ahead to Hofer, who knocked it away. Hofer can't quite get the dribble under control, and he's called for double dribble. Nice defense by Jeff Hofer, the 5'10 junior, but he couldn't finish it. Now Chris Pearson wants full court pressure. Pat Richard's out of the game, so they're going to put the press on. Hazeltine, double team, keeps the ball. He's fouled by Tyson Cole. Nice job by Nick Hazeltine. He was trapped, didn't lose his cool, kept moving that ball around. Tyson Cole fouled him. So the Cardinals keep the press on. They inbound it to Richie Westfall. Richie will take a couple dribbles, picks up his dribble in backcourt, lobs it over the double team to Hawkins, to Hazeltine. Down low to Wujek. Wujek loses the handle on the pass, controlled by Hofer. Matt Wujek struggling down low on that possession. 12-8. We've been stuck on that score for a while. Cardinals with the ball in the four-point lead. Weston inside to Tyson Cole. Tries to put his shoulder into Wujek, and he's called for the foul. I think it's going to be on Wujek. Challenge there. Matt's got to get strong enough to keep his feet and not let Tyson Cole move him out of there. Pat Richard checks back in. Bailing does as well. Hawkins and Hazeltine check out. I think Hazeltine's had a good start to the game. Four early points. Gertz, swing it to Hofer. Down low to Mason. Mason in the corner, left open. Now Wujek comes out on him. Swing it to Gertz. Over to Colby Weston. Down to 1:10 to go in the first quarter. The Cardinals scored on their first four possessions of this game and led 12-2, I think it was, and have not scored since. We're inside 1 minute to go in the quarter. Mason down low to Tyson Cole. Spins inside, shot up over, failing, won't go. Rebound Wujek. Outlet to Tim Richard. Tim will push it up the left side. Hofer chases him. Gets it to Pat Richard. Pass inside, got a whistle and a foul as Pat Richard came down on top of John Gertz and will draw the offensive foul. Pat second, fourth on the Irish, 44.8 seconds to go. So the Cardinals, 3 3-pointers and a 3-pointer the hard way by Tyson Cole on their first four possessions of the game, and they have not scored since. So the Irish boys hanging in there after that fast start by Waitsburg. It's 12-8 Cardinals. Tyson Cole down low, passes in the corner to nobody, and they turn it over. Colby Weston cut to the right wing from the right corner baseline, and Tyson Cole thought he was there, and he wasn't. 12-8, 30.7 seconds left in the first quarter. Sales inbound against full court pressure. Pat Richard pass out front to Richie Westfall. They got a 3-on-1. They get to Tim Richard. Tim Richard goes up strong, shot won't go. Wujek with the rebound. He's fouled as the Waitsburg Cardinals have a fresh jersey in there. Josh Wilson, the 6-foot junior, is going to get called for the foul. And Matt Wujek will shoot two free throws. 12-8, 22.6 seconds left in the first quarter. Matt, the 6'1 sophomore's first free throw is good. So the Sales, after being down, I think it was 12-2. I know the Waitsburg Cardinals scored on their first four possessions. I think the Sales did get a bucket somewhere in that process. And Wujek hits them both. And just like that, it's a 2-point ball game. So the Sales boys, are going to survive that early onslaught by the Cardinals. And we're going to have a good ball game, it looks like. Mason, swing it over to Weston. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Hofer now in the corner. He travels. So Waitsburg now turns it over twice in the final 30 seconds. And just like that, DeSales a chance to tie here in the final 8.8 seconds of the first quarter. Maybe take a lead on the three. Pat Richards splits the defense on the press. Kick it over to Westfall. Westfall will fire from 17. He's got it with 1 second. DeSales scores 12 of the last 14 points of the first 8-minute session, and we're tied at 12 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Waitsburg scored the first 9 points of the quarter. The Irish scored the last 9 of the quarter. We're tied at 12. The Sales, despite 10 first-quarter turnovers, they're tied with Waitsburg at 12. And Waitsburg had trouble with the turnovers as well at the end of that quarter. Tim Richard will shoot the 3 to start the second quarter and hit it. And the Irish have their first lead of the game at 15-12. So Richie Westfall, buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter, followed up by a 3 by Tim Richard, and the Irish score 5 quick ones. And at Waitsburg working offensively down to my left in front of the sales bench for the first time in the second quarter. Mason gets Westfall on the 3, drives in the air, drives by him and lays it in. Nice head fake by Ryan Mason. Quick outlet up the left side, Tim Richard now to Westfall. Richie back between the circles to Tim Richard, swing it over to Hazeltine. Right corner goes to Pat Richards. Long cross-court pass to Tim Richards. Tim on the dribble now gets it to Hazeltine between the circles. Zone defense by the Cardinals. Right corner to Pat Richards. To Hazeltine. Swing it to Tim Richards. Now over to Westfall. Westfall goes baseline, hands it back to Pat Richards for 3. Won't go. Rebound Mason. 15-14. To Sales with the lead. The Cardinals of Waitsburg with the ball. Mason catches the ball at half court. Now holds it on his hip. Right wing to Hofer for 3. Left open. Won't go. Rebound. Pat Richard and Marshall failing fight for it. Hofer goes right between him and takes it away. To Weston. Dump it down to Chance and Daniels. Check to him. Marshall failing and Pat Richard couldn't decide who should grab the rebound. Hofer said, I'll take it. And in the ensuing passing, Chase McDaniel left open underneath. The big guy's first bucket of the game. Cardinals back in front 16-15. Zone defense by the Cardinals. Excuse me. In the left corner goes to Pat Richard. Failing wants it down low. Instead, they go to Richie Westfall down low. His shot on the baseline won't go. Rebound Hofer. Cardinals with the ball in the one-point lead. Long baseball pass up court to Gertz. Up top it goes to Mason. Swing it to Hofer. Hofer goes behind the back. Gets by Hazeltine. Cut off by Westfall. Kick in the corner to Weston. One dribble shot up in and out. Won't go. Hofer with the rebound and puts it up and in. Jeff Hofer really leaps up and scores his first basket of the game. And just like that, Waitsburg is up 18-15. 5:30 to go in the second quarter. Cross-court pass to Pat Richard. Up top to Tim Richard for 3. Got it. Tim Richard. All 6 of the sales points in the second quarter, and we're tied at 18. Hofer's got it. Mason to Hofer. Hofer dribbles to the left elbow, takes the shot, won't go. Long rebound. Pat Richard and Mason fighting for it on the deck with the ball, jump ball. It should be Waitsburg ball. Yes, it is. Long rebound went over the first line of defense for the Irish, bounced near the elbow, and Pat Richard and Mason and Hofer, I can't remember, Mason and Hofer, I get those two guys mixed up. They're about the same size, both have black hair. Mason with it between the circles up top. 18-18, a tight score here, obviously. Weston fires a 3 from the left wing, he hits it. is he opened the game with a three, and the Cardinals up 21-18. The Sales baskets in this quarter, both by Tim Richard, both from beyond the arc. They swing it over to Pat Richard. His shot's an air ball from three, and Weston catches it. So the Cardinals with the ball and a three-point lead. In the right corner to Mason, left open. He takes a long shot, won't go. But Marshall failing and rebounds it for DeSales to Tim Richard, up court to Richie Westfall. Richie will take a 15-footer on the right baseline and hit it. And that's DeSales basketball, Greg Fazzari style. He likes the rebound, the transition, and the basket, whether it's a 15-footer or a lay-in. Timeout, Waitsburg. DeSales is closed to 21-20. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Now 57 years young, Dale Graves is Walla Walla's longevity leader for three simple reasons. Honesty, integrity, and hassle-free in everything they do. Offering new Pontiacs, Buicks, and GMCs, as well as the area's finest used vehicles and a full-service medium-duty truck business. Service, parts, and body shops second to none. Plus, at DaleGravesInc.com, you can view their entire inventory online. Dale Graves, Inc., Pontiac, Buick, GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Irish boys down 21-20. But after being down 9-0 early and 12-2, they're right in the ballgame with the Cardinals. 21-20 our score. Hofer drives down low. He tried to kick it back out, knocked away by the Irish. Matt Wujek's got it into front court to Pat Richard. DeSales, good defense, forces the Cardinal turnover. Left corner to Hazeltine. Now to Westfall. Westfall from 15 leads it short off the iron. Rebound Mason. Mason to Hofer. Hofer to Colby Weston in the left corner. Westfall on him. To Hofer. Swing it up to Gertz. Swing it over to Mason now. Mason's pass inside. Knocked away by Pat Richard. Controlled by Tim Richard. DeSales really getting in the passing lanes against Waitsburg. Pass up top to Hazeltine. Almost stolen by Hofer. Hazeltine gets it back. To Tim Richard, down low to Pat Richard. Richie Westfall turns on McDaniel, dumps it to Pat Richard. Pat Richard gets a shot, and it's blocked out of bounds. I'll tell you what, there's a rule that every player on the floor is entitled to their space on the floor. John Gertz took Pat Richard and took him from under the basket and shoved him about 12 feet out on the baseline, no call. Okay. Gertz the other way, a little crossover in the lane, he scores it. Gertz has five, 23-20. Cardinals with the lead. It's getting a bit physical inside. The Irish guys are going to have to toughen up. Hazeltine in the right corner to Pat Richard. Long cross court pass to Westfall. They're trying to get that zone overextended. Westfall drives baseline, dumps it to Wujek. Wujek can't handle the pass. Weston's got it. Matt Wujek really struggling receiving passes down low. Mason to Hofer to Weston. Weston in the left corner to Gertz. Hazeltine on him. Johnny Gertz. Gets it up top to Weston. Long cross-court pass to Hofer. Behind the defense, lays it in. Weston saw Hofer on the low block. Richie Westfall didn't, and the Cardinals score it. Pat Richard drives in, tries to dump it for Wujek. It goes out of bounds as Wujek and Pat Richard can't get their signals straight there. And DeSales turns it over on back-to-back possessions. Hofer's got four in the quarter for the Cardinals, and they lead it 25-20. Waitsburg has good balance offensively. Five different players have scored in this quarter. Four different players scored their first four baskets of the game. They get down on the low on the baseline to Weston. He elevates and hits the five-footer. And Waitsburg has opened up a seven-point lead, and that prompts the DeSales timeout. Timeout, DeSales trailing 27-20 with 2:27 to go in the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Good players aren't simply born, they are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. They, too, are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Waitsburg's boys, a 12-point blitz to start this game, and then they didn't score the rest of the quarter. They've been much more consistent here in the second quarter. They've outscored DeSales 15-8. A couple of three-pointers by Tim Richards that all are keeping the Irish in it right now. swing it to Failing, and he traveled. They passed it to Marshall. Then he hopped to set his feet. You got to hop while the ball's coming to you so your feet are set when you catch it. The sail just keeps turning the ball over and waits for you to stretch it out to a seven-point advantage. And now Colby Weston travels the other way. Sloppy. At times, both teams execute very well, and then at times it just gets very sloppy at both ends. 2 minutes to go in the half. The Sails down 27-20. The Cardinals' biggest lead in this game was their opening 9-0 advantage. Hofer knocks it away from Hazeltine. Gertz has got it now. Gertz to Hofer. Hofer will lay it in. Jeff Hofer has been a great presence for Chris Pearson's Cardinals in this quarter. He's been very active with the hands on defense, and he scored 6 points offensively. Failing is double-teamed and trapped, tied up, and a jump ball arrow in favor of the Sails. So Chris Pearson changing up the defense during that last timeout. They're trapping the ball on the wings and forcing turnovers. In the left corner, it goes to Tim Richards. The Irish trying to stop an 8-0 Waitsburg run. They started the game on a 9-0 run. Failing, shot from the right wing, air ball and out of bounds. So Marshall Failing, the 6'1 sophomore, definitely struggling. 17 points the last time these teams met and has not scored in this game. In the left corner to Gertz, and Gertz is called for traveling. Waitsburg can't get the ball all dribbled, and the Sails can't make him pay. The Irish down 29-20 in a what's been something a bit of an ugly closeout to this second quarter. So the Sails finished the first quarter strong, scoring scoring nine in a row to tie it up to 12. They need a run here in the final 2 minutes to get back in it. Tim Richard will fire the three. This one's off the back iron. Failing with the rebound is a knock away by Weston. Weston saves it. Hofer runs it down in the other corner. Now to Gertz. The Cardinals have a 3-on-2. Gertz, crossover in the lane. Blocked by Hazeltine. Ball tipped all the way up by the rim. Then Hazeltine grabs it. Nick Hazeltine, good quick hand. On the left wing, it goes to Richie Westfall. Richie Westfall goes baseline. His shot's blocked, but he's fouled by Jeff Hofer. And Richie Westfall will go to the line to shoot two. The Sails, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, all in the first quarter. Waitsburg has made just one trip to the free throw line. They haven't got many shots up. A lot of traveling calls on the Cardinals here in the second quarter. Richie hits the first free throw. He's got 5 points now, but the Sails, despite the Cardinal turnovers, have not been able to take advantage. It'll be interesting to add up the turnover stats at the half. Richie's second free throw is also good. Richie's got 6 for the game. 29-22 Cardinals. The other way to Gertz. Shot blocked out of bounds by Failing. Gertz got behind the defense, and Marshall timed it nicely and blocked the shot out of bounds. We'll get Marshall a little better on those shot blocks. He'll block that and control it. But that's a good start. Weston with the shot on the inbound won't go. Westfall with the rebound. 29-22, Waitsburg. The Sails brings it up court in the final 38 seconds of the first half. Between the circles, Tim Richards. Now gets it over to Hazeltine. The 6 foot senior holds the ball overhead. Zone defense by the Cardinals. Hazeltine now traps, flips the trap, gets it to Tim Richards for three. Won't go. Fight for the rebound inside. Westfall's going to run it down in the right corner. Try to dribble out of trouble. His pass knocked away. Weston gets it. He leaves it to Westfall. Westfall ridden right out of bounds by Mason. No call. Westfall loses it, and Mason's got it the other way. To Gertz. Gertz over to Colby Weston. Weston to Gertz. Gertz with 1 second left in the quarter. Shot won't go, and that's the end of the first half. Waitsburg leads it 29-22 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half on the Community Bank Night here in at the Sales Gymnasium, and Rose Worth of Community Bank and her husband Sam running a little free throw contest for concession stand coupons. And it's a festive evening for high school basketball on a weeknight, and the Irish girls got an overtime win that the Sales boys down 29-22 to league-leading Waitsburg. The Irish boys tough early on as the Cardinals scored three-point baskets, three from beyond the arc, one a two-pointer with a free throw to score on their first four possessions. The Irish down 12-2 early, but then tied it at 12 at the end of the first quarter. Then Waitsburg outscores the Sales 17-10 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 29-22. We're going to take a quick break after that scoring summary. When we come back, we'll be visiting with a relieved DeSales boys girls coach, I'm sure. His girls win it in overtime. We'll be talking to Tim Duncan when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is Tom Moran, president of Community Bank, and I'm inviting you into a different kind of bank.
One of the things you'll notice right away is that you're treated as a friend, not a number. Community Bank has grown in stature over the last 50 years because of their commitment to sincere personal service. You can be sure you'll be treated like a friend.
Community Bank, local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
There's nothing like that new car smell or that new car sticker price. Listen, the best deals on wheels aren't brand new, and they're not at the dealerships where you're paying for the building as well as the car. You deserve better, and you'll find it at Tommy's 9th Street Auto, where you buy a car, not a building. Come down to Tommy's and see just how much car your money can buy. Tommy's 9th Street Auto, corner of 9th and Birch, Walla Walla. Bottling Company, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the Sales High School on Community Bank Night, and we got the free throw shooters, just followed away across the court, and free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. They are check coach Tim Duncan. There's going to be in the overtime, 5-6. That's the point, Duncan.
Three, two big free throws, got the big steal there at the end. played just some really good minutes for us. So, and that's what we need to do. I mean, there's not going to be any more pressure on them at any point in time during the season. The game might mean a little bit more, but they don't understand that. They just know when it's in an overtime situation. So they're going to be fine if we can get those kind of minutes out of them.
You go to 7-1 in the conference. You survive a huge scare here, like you said. Responded to some great pressure. Now you go up to a Sogan, who's basically the league title on the line and the only team that's beaten the league play. What's the game plan going up to Sogan?
Well, we got to really try and control the Barnes girl. We're not going to stop her, but we're going to try and control her. We got to keep her a little bit below our average in points. And that's going to fall on the shoulders of Ashley, and we'll probably rotate Caitlin over to her a little bit to give Ashley a break. But they have to stay out of foul trouble in doing that. And if we stay out of foul trouble, if our big three stay out of foul trouble, if they should keep her slightly below her average and really defend the other four girls on the floor, yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Friday ball game. You talk about the big three, Ashley Amada, Madeline Roche, and Caitlin Duncan. Caitlin fouled out in the overtime. You got a lot of players, as you mentioned, played really well. And I know it's got to be tough to pick the various men player of the game tonight.
I'm going to go with the three seniors that played tonight. Miranda's obviously, ineligible, but those three seniors that played tonight, I'm going to give it all three. I know the person that gives them to you, so
okay.
I think I can get a couple extra.
Because someone went to the
okay.
Anyway, so the seniors who played tonight, Ashley Amada, Amanda Barnes, and Madeline Roach, are
If a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're at the half, about ready to start the second half. The Irish boys down 29-22, committing 14 first-half turnovers and shooting just 32%. But they're in the ball game. Richie Westfall and Tim Richard each with 6 points. Tim Richard had a couple threes in the second quarter as the Irish were held to just 10 points in the quarter and gave up 17. Colby Weston leads the Cardinals. The 5'10 senior has 8 points, including a couple of three-pointers. The Sales out-rebounding the Cardinals 14-10 at the half.
But those 14 turnovers, the Irish boys have to do a better job of taking care of the ball and taking advantage when the Cardinals make their turnovers. Down low to Gertz, inside on Hazeltine, he hits it. They pound it into the low block to Johnny Gertz, a 5'11 senior. Not much height out there for DeSales. Nick Hazeltine listed at 6 foot. Matt Wujek starts the second half at 6'1. Shot inside by Richie Westfall. Won't go. Gets his own rebound over McDaniel. Goes up strong. Still can't. It gets his own shot again. Richie goes up strong again and scores. Richie shows some great spring in his feet and gets the bucket. Nice effort. Pass over the top to Gertz. He can't handle it. And then McDaniel comes up with the ball and he's fouled. Three red shirts for the Cardinals got behind the DeSales defense after that Westfall basket. So Richie working extremely hard at the offensive end, and while he was doing that, nobody got back on defense, and Richie ends up picking up the foul. So good effort by Westfall on that in the first minute of the third quarter. His teammates have got to take the clue and do the same. McDaniel held the 2 points in the first quarter. The big 6'3 sophomore hits the first free throw. Second one is off the mark. Hazeltine with the rebound. Gets it to Tim Richard. Tim Richard, Pat Richard, Richie Westfall, Nick Hazeltine, and Matt Wujek, the starting five. Excuse me, Marshall Failing, the 6'1 sophomore, who is just 1 point in the first half, is on the bench. Hazeltine drives in, and McDaniel was there waiting for him. Nick said, I better not shoot it, and he came down with the ball and traveled. 32-24, the Cardinals with the ball and an 8-point lead. Their biggest lead of the game was 9, and that was right out of the chute to start the game when they led 9-0. Both Mason into front court to Colby Weston. Mason holds the ball between the circles. The Sales playing a zone defense. Westfall challenging McDaniel down low. Actually, the Irish have gone man now as the Cardinals send a cutter through. Gertz will fire the three and hit it over Tim Richard. Gertz has scored 5 of the 6 Cardinal points after the intermission, and Waitsburg has their biggest lead, up by 11 now, 35-24. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Down the baseline to Westfall. Richie kicks out to Pat Richard. Cross-court pass to Tim Richard. North corner now to Hazeltine. Now to the elbow to Wujek. Wujek in the lane, goes up over McDaniel, bangs it home off the glass. Nice athletic play by Matt Wujek. He's got 4 points. The Irish are down 35-26. DeSales shows a little pressure. Mason holds the ball now, passes it off to Weston. Colby Weston will split through the Richard boys at half court. Pass the sophomore, Tim the junior. Now Mason will run the show between the circles. Waitsburg likes the half court game. Chris Pearson has them very well coached up. They run their offensive sets very deliberately. Mason takes the ball from Tyson Cole, and now they'll call another play. Pass over the left wing to Weston. Weston down low to Big Chance. McDaniel lays it in. Richie Westfall tried to stay with McDaniel. They screened him off, and McDaniel gets the lay-in. So they get it to the big guy, and the Cardinals have scored twice from the low block here in the third quarter. Inside to Westfall. Elevates over the defense and scores it. Richie Westfall can leap with anybody in the league, and he's having a nice ball game. He's got 10 points and keeping the Irish in it right now, quite frankly. He's trying to battle with McDaniel down low. Gertz drives in. He and Wujek collide. That's going to be a foul on Matt Wujek. Second foul on DeSales. The Irish only whistled for 4 fouls in the first half. The Cardinals will whistle for 6. Tyson Cole had 2 of them. Pat Richard and now Matt Wujek have 2 fouls each for DeSales. Tim Richard will go to the bench, and Ryan Hawkins checks in. They dump it inside for McDaniel. He's collapsed on by Westfall and Hazeltine, and it's going to be a foul on Westfall, so Richie has picked up 2 quick ones here. And the Cardinals will inbound again with 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Weston in the left corner. If I could yell 3 in the key, I would, but I'm the radio guy, not a fan. McDaniel has not left the key. Chance McDaniel on that inbound play did not leave the key for 10 seconds. There was 4:44 to go when they inbounded the ball. There's 4:34 now, but the Cardinals do bounce it off their own leg and out of bounds. So the Irish get the ball back on the turnover. Okay. Up top to Richie Westfall. Westfall to Hawkins on the left wing. Swing it over to Pat Richards. Mason on him. Pat, just 3 points in this game, has not scored since the first quarter. Sales got to find somebody to get going offensively. Richie Westfall has been efficient in the low post against this zone with 10 points. Hazeltine, 15-footer, won't go. McDaniel with the rebound. The Sales down by 9. Very slow pace to this third quarter. But the Cardinals have forged a 9-point lead. They've led by as many as 11. Mason up top to Weston. The Cardinals will really milk the clock on every possession. McDaniel and Hazeltine really banging down low on the left block. Hawkins knocks it away from Mason. Tyson Cole gets it. Hawkins runs into him. Ryan trying to hustle and get the ball back for the Irish. Picks up the foul. The Sales has committed 4 fouls here in the second half. The Cardinals have yet to commit one. Cole will sit down, and Jeff Hofer, who played a very good second quarter, scoring 6 points and creating a lot of problems for the Irish offense with solid defense. McDaniel and Hazeltine really fighting inside, and Nick Hazeltine gives him a push in the back and is called for the foul. And they're going to talk to McDaniel and Hazeltine about the physical play inside. And Chris Pearson said that's an intentional foul, and he's probably kind of right on that. But if the officials aren't going to get McDaniel out of the key, like I said, on that last possession, he spent all 10 seconds in the lane. The inside to Weston, stripped by Wujek, controlled by Hawkins. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Pass to Wujek, knocked away by Gertz. Hofer has a loose ball. We've got a whistle and a foul in transition. Belt turnover, palming the ball, called on Waitsburg. Then ragged. Tyson Cole in the bottom line is Waitsburg playing very well defensively. The Sales boys just 28 points here with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Chance McDaniel is going to check it out and sit down. Tyson Cole in the ball game. And now Marshall Failing is going to check in for Wujek. And Irish will inbound it. Cross court to Richie Westfall with Weston on him. Westfall passes it in the front court to Hazeltine, to Hawkins. Hawkins saves it from going out of bounds, gets it to Failing, and they score it. Nick Hazeltine started that with a backdoor pass to Hawkins. It was a little too far out in front of him. Hawkins saved it, and now he knocks the ball around the other way. Ryan Hawkins on senior night playing the good defense. He saved that last possession, went flying through the weight room doors as he saved it to Failing for the bucket, and the Irish are back within 7, trailing 37-30. 2:55 to go in the third. Inbound to Weston for 3. He hits it. The Irish just kind of let Weston square up to the basket. That's his third three-pointer of the game. Now to Failing. Failing to Hazeltine and brings it across the timeline. In the game for the Cardinals for the first time is Colton Townsend, a 5'11 senior. Westfall is trapped, stripped, fouled by Tyson Cole. That's Tyson's third. And Waitsburg has done a nice job slapping that trap on the wings right at the arc. As soon as the player puts the ball on the floor, bam, they come with the trap. And the Irish have had trouble with it. That time the Irish got a break as Tyson Cole picks up the foul. So 40-30, Cardinals lead is 10. They've led by as many as 11 here in the third quarter. Tim Richard gets the ball to Failing. Back to Tim Richard for 3 over Hofer. Out to Mark Monroe, Gertz with the rebound. Nice block out by the Cardinals. All red shirts underneath the basket. Mason to Hofer. Hofer, one dribble in the corner to Weston. Weston goes by Westfall, goes by Failing and lays it in. Failing let him by and then tried to block it. Weston's got good leaping ability. He scored 5 in a row. The Cardinals have their biggest lead. Hofer with the steal. Failing trying to pass it to Hazeltine. Hofer with the steal in the bucket. The Cardinals score 4 in a row, and they lead it by 14. Pass in the middle to Tim Richards. Ahead to Westfall. Westfall gets Gersh in the air, puts the shot up and in, scores it. The Sales broke the press. They had a 3-on-1. Richie Westfall caught the ball, saw Gertz coming at him, got him in the air, waited for the contact, and scored it. So the Sales got burned with a lay-in by Hofer off the steal, and they're going to try to get a 3-point play the other way. And Richie misses the free throw. outlet, long one from Hofer to Mason. Irish down 44-32 to Hofer. Hofer drives in, goes up over Pat Richard, won't go, gets his own rebound. Hofer is a hustler. Swing it to Weston, wide open for three, out the back iron, won't go. Rebound, Tim Richard. Tim Richard dribbles right side, crossover dribble to get by Hofer. Into the front court to Westfall. Westfall drives baseline left side, elevates and hits it. Richie Westfall, 8 and a quarter, 14 for the game. The 6'1 junior single-handedly trying to keep the sales from getting blown out here. 44-34 Waitsburg, 1:18 to go in the third quarter. Chris Pearson wants a patient offensive set. Backdoor cut. Hofer over the head of Mason out of bounds. The sales get the break there. The Cardinals at times have had rashes of turnovers. The Irish have not taken enough of advantage. They break the press now. They're 3-on-2. Head to Failing, and he loses it out of bounds. Well, the press game is even right now. Well, not really. Okay, DeSales is behind. Hofer, a steal and a lay-in the first time they press. Westfall, a lay-in the second time the press. That time the Irish break the press and turn it over in transition. 57 seconds to go, third quarter. Cardinals up by 10. Townsend on the left wing with the ball. Up top to Weston. Weston drives left side. We got a whistle and a foul out front. He got by Failing, and then I think Tim Richard reached in and tried to slow him down. The Sales too often play defense with their hands and not their feet. Coaching me coming out a little bit. And Failing's going to sit down, and Wujek checks back in. 48 seconds left in the third. Irish down 44-34. Mason in the left corner with it. Gets to Hofer. Down low to Townsend, and Townsend lays it in. Nice execution on the inbound play by the Cardinals, slicing through the zone defense. Tim Richard drives the other way. Shot off the iron, won't go. Wujek with the rebound, goes up strong, won't go. Gets his own rebound, goes up again. He's fouled. And Wujek will go to the free throw line. Yeah, the Sales attack the basket hard there. And Wujek was tenacious, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Matt will shoot a couple free throws. The Sales, 6 of 9 from the line, 7 of 10. Matt is a perfect 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. 46-35, Cardinals lead is 11, with 28.7 seconds to go in the third. Wujek, second free throw's off the mark. Rebound, Weston. Cardinals will try to get their biggest lead here on the final possession of the third quarter. Chris Pearson says, slow it down. Weston will hand the ball to Mason. Holds the ball on his right hip. Tim Richard comes out on him. Mason with the dribble. Tim Richard up on him. Mason dribbles to the right wing. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. He picks up his dribble. In the right corner, Gertz threw his hands and out of bounds. See, that's... I love watching our boys compete no matter what the sport. They can turn on that defense so well sometimes, and then at other times, it's just not there. Long pass up court to Pat Richard. Pat finds Wujek on the baseline. 2 seconds. Wujek shot blocked. Pat Richard got it, scores it at the buzzer. So DeSales, for the second time, scores a bucket at the buzzer. They've got to score more in between. They trail by 9. The fight song starts. Let's see if the Irish have enough fight in them to come from behind here in the final 8 minutes. They trail it 46-37 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia.
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Waitsburg, for the second straight quarter, put 17 points on the board. The Irish outscored 17-15. I heard that Pizarri's Finest ad there at the quarter break. We'll be headed to Pizzari's Finest when we go up to Asotin Friday night. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. The Irish boys need one win in their final three league games to get to the postseason. If they're going to do it tonight, they're going to have to come back from a 9-point deficit here as we start the fourth quarter. Sales has the ball. Pat Richard on penetration. Cut off, kick out to Tim Richard. For three, Tim's three is off the mark. Got a whistle on the rebound, and it's going to be DeSales' ball as they caught a Waitsburg player pushing off, and it's Gertsch. It's been physical inside, and I like to watch that kind of game, and but they did catch Gertsch there. 46-37. DeSales will inbound under their basket, just underway in the fourth quarter. To Hazeltine, the right corner to Pat Richard for three. Off the mark, won't go. Westfall tries to keep the rebound alive. He and Hofer chasing it. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. So the Irish got a good look off the inbound play. Now the Cardinals will have their first offensive possession of the fourth quarter. 46-37, Waitsburg by 9. They beat DeSales 43-42 in the first meeting of the year. Gertsch drives baseline, gets right by the defense and lays it in. The baseline drive has been a bugaboo of the Irish defense all season long, and Gertsch went from the left corner to the rack and laid it in. 48-37, 11-point lead by the Cardinals. Hazeltine, cross-court pass to Pat Richard. He muscles it up and in inside. Shot won't go, rebound foul. And the tough thing there on the drive by Pat Richard is the guy who stopped him was his teammate, Richie Westfall. Richie, I think, was going to try to set a screen for him, and he thought Pat was going to go left, and Pat went to the right, and kaboom, they ran right into each other. The foul's on Pat Richard, and that puts the sales over the limit, and Chance McDaniel will go the other way and shoot the front end of a one-on-one. Waitsburg, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. The sales gone to the line much more often than the Cardinals have. Shot won't go. Hazeltine runs it down the left corner, beating Gertsch to the ball. Nick will bring it all the way into front court. Passes up to Richard Brothers on the dribble. Now Pat and Tim get into the action. Now Timmy with it on the right wing. Swing it over to Pat Richard. Pat, one dribble back to Tim Richard. Zone defense right now by the Cardinals. Slowing the pace out of the game. The sales struggled tonight from the outside. Inside of Pat Richard, split the defense, can't the shot. Good quick move down low by Pat, but he got too far in the basket and got rim checked. Cardinals with the ball leading 48-37, 6:20 to go in the game. Gertsch to Hofer, or to Mason, to Weston, to McDaniel, who lays it in. Got a little tongue-tied there. That was a pretty play. Three passes and a cutter. The big postman going down the lane as the Irish got caught watching the ball out on the perimeter. Timeout, DeSales. The Irish boys see it slipping away. 6 minutes left. They trail 50-37 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Greg Pizzari and his assistants Rob Oltzinger and Kelly Richmond can't afford to see their guys have a slow start here in the fourth quarter. They are down 4-0 in the quarter, but they are also down 13 on the game scoreboard at 50-37. The sales yet to score in this game, or in the fourth quarter, excuse me. They need a good, they need a good possession here. They get into failing. He goes baseline. Pass out top to Tim Richard. Tim will swing it over to Richie Westfall. Trying to solve the zone. Richie will shoot from 17. It's off the iron. Won't go. McDaniel with the rebound. Big and strong inside. Waitsburg doing a nice job blocking out on the boards, which is sometimes a difficult thing to do against in the zone. Now the Cardinals really spreading the floor out against DeSales. They got a lay-in by Chance McDaniel on the last offensive set. They get to the elbow to Weston. Weston turns, shoots, can't hit it. Rebound foul going to be on McDaniel as Pat Richard blocked him out nicely. That is McDaniel's second. It's the fifth foul on the Cardinals. 5.5 minutes left in the game. It's not to the point where DeSales has to score every time, but they've got to obviously have a better ratio of stops at the defensive end to scores at the offensive end. And DeSales just got to get off the snide here. They've not scored in the fourth quarter. Westfall in the right corner on the baseline. Gets it out to Hazeltine. Hazeltine shoots a long one. Won't go. Failing with the rebound. Leans into a shot inside. Scores. He's fouled. Good body control by Failing. Got Hofer in the air. Drew the contact and laid it in. That is Hofer's third. And DeSales gets their first basket of the fourth quarter. And Tyson Cole will check back in. The 5'11 senior checks in for Hofer. Hofer a hustling 8 points tonight for Waitsburg. Marshall Failing will try to get the Irish back within 10 with this free throw. Marshall's free throw is good. He doubles his game total to 6 from 3. They need some stops now. Down by 10. Gerstreich's baseline. Trapped by Westfall and Tim Richard. Westfall rips it away from him. They call a jump ball. Boy, that was a quick whistle. Richie just ripped it out of his hands, and they called the jump ball, and the arrow's in favor of the Cardinals. Hofer to inbound, gets it into Gertsch. Gertsch will swing it to Cole. Back to Gertsch. Out top it goes to Mason. Mason way out between the circles. Now to Tyson Cole. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Out top of it is Chance McDaniel. Tim Richards on him. Pass inside to Weston. Now back out top to Gertsch, to Mason. Mason in the lane, kick out to Weston for three. In and out, fades out, rebound. Failing, got a whistle and a foul. As Failing is going to get called on the rebound contact inside. And that's the eighth foul on the Irish, and Chance McDaniel, who missed the front end of a one-on-one a moment ago, will go back up. And look like three players going up pretty straight. And the Blue Mountain League officials say, nope, too much contact. If the contact caused McDaniel not to get the rebound, the foul. McDaniel obliges by missing the one-on-one attempt. And Hazeltine's got the rebound. Gets it to Tim Richard, to Pat Richard. Long cross-court pass to Failing. Failing got Marshall knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to go baseline. He forgot to dribble the ball. Fouling on DeSales, an unforced turnover. Irish had 14 in the first half. Chance McDaniel's going to sit down, and 50-40. We're nearing the halfway point of this final quarter. 4:20 to go in the game. Mason to Hofer, give and go cut, and Mason lays it in. DeSales, that's a middle school play, man. They just play catch out front, cut to the basket, and Hofer. Was that Hofer or Mason who laid that in? It was Hofer's the one with the assist. Shot missed by the Irish. And here come the Cardinals. They stretch it out to 12. So disciplined is Waitsburg. They bring it into front court. They're just slowing it down. Then Gertz drives baseline and misses laying. Westfall with the rebound on the end line. The Irish gets a break there as Gertz went by the defense again on the left baseline but couldn't finish. In the lane to Westfall. Westfall from 12. Off the iron won't go. Rebound Tyson Cole. Tyson will hold it up. Waitsburg, I keep saying it. You know, it's not fun to see us down by 12, but it is fun to watch Chris Pearson coach this club. They are very disciplined. Steal by Hazeltine. Nice play by Nick. Ahead of Pat Richard in the foul. And Nick Hazeltine on senior night. He wants to finish it strong. And here comes another senior, Ryan Hawkins, who plays very tenacious defense. And so Greg Pizarro will try to change the tempo. And now Matt Wujek comes in. Tim Richard and Marshall Failing sit down. Pat Richard hit the bucket, and he got fouled by Mason. Mason's first foul. Mason really plays under control. He's a 5'11", 5'10 junior, and Pat Richard hits the three-point play. Pat's got 8 now. The Irish are back within 9. They were down 13 a moment ago to Tyson Cole. DeSales really trying to turn up the heat on defense. Wujek and Hawkins are fresh in there, trying to put the pressure on the Cardinals. Mason gets it to Tyson Cole. 3-on-2, drives in, pass to Gertz. Gertz loses it, gets it back and lays it in. We got bodies on the floor, people falling on the ground, and we're going to get a foul called. And Hawkins is going to get called for the push foul. And Gertz gets the buck. That's a tough call. I think that's a good no call. We have players on the floor falling over each other. And there was no intentional contact. Gertz misses a free throw. The Irish are getting some breaks with the Waitsburg free throw shooting. But the Irish have got to start getting some shots up. They're down by 11. They get it to Westfall. Westfall outside the arc. Dribbles from the left corner. Trapped. Gets it out to Hazeltine. Hazeltine up top to Pat Richard. Pat splits the defense. Gets it into Wujek. Wujek goes up strong. He scores. He's fouled. Fouled. The hoop and some harm has been a frequent happening here tonight. The fouls on Colby Weston and Matt Wujek, who is 3 for 4 at the line, has 7 points, will shoot the free throw. 45-54. DeSales down by 9, make it 8. And we've got a substitution. Marshall Failing is going to check in for Wujek. And DeSales will press the inbound. Hofer with Hazeltine on him. Goes behind the back, gets by Nick. Hofer into front court, pass to Mason. Irish trying to force the Cardinals into a quicker pace. Weston obliges, drives in and puts it up with the left hand and scores it. 56-46, Cardinals by 10. Quick pass up court to Westfall. Westfall drives in, kick out to Hazeltine. One dribble, he'll shoot the 15-footer. He's got it. Hazeltine's got 6. The Irish are back within 8. 2 minutes to go. Hazeltine with a steal at half court. They got a 3-on-3. Hazeltine leads it to us with Pat Richard. He's called for traveling. Pat acted like he was going to shoot the 3, then put the ball on the floor, and he's called for traveling. Shuffled the pivot foot. That was a tough turnover to take there. The Irish had just created one with great defense, then an unforced turnover on the travel. Hofer trapped on the end base sideline. He throws it away to Westfall. Hawkins has got it in front court, stripped by Mason, and then the ball goes off Hawkins' foot, stripped by Tyson Cole, off Hawkins' foot, out of bounds. And Chris Pearson sees the pace not to his liking. He calls a timeout. 1:50 to go. Waitsburg up 56-48. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Common household medications such as aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and others can be lethal to cats. Always consult your Walla Walla area veterinarian before giving any human medication to a cat. A good rule of thumb is that if the medication label doesn't say it is for animals, don't give it to them without a veterinarian's advice. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakleys at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we got back from the timeout a little late. Waitsburg breaks the press and gets a lay-in from Mason, and the lead is back up to 10. Tough break for DeSales. Inside to Richie Westfall. Bangs one off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Weston. Outlet to Mason. Up court to Gertz. Gertz, cross-court pass, knocks away out of bounds. Right? Chris Pearson, during that timeout, had to be talking to his guys about slowing the pace down. He talks to Johnny Gertz and saying, I think he's saying, didn't I tell you guys to slow it down? And Gertz saying, hey, I thought we had a lay-in. But the ball went out of bounds off to Sales. Irish thought they had a break, and now we got a whistle and a foul. Now it'll be 10 fouls on to Sales. And they've got to put the Cardinals at the free throw line. The fouls on Hazeltine is 3rd. And Tyson Cole will shoot 2 free throws. Well, the Cardinals used very poor free throw shooting by Asotin to come back and win it at the buzzer, 52-50. On Saturday, and the Cardinals now have missed 4 in a row here in the fourth quarter as Mason misses the first one. Wujek and Hawkins come out, Failing and Tim Richard come in. So Greg Passari trying to do the offense for defense substitution. He's got his offensive unit in there right now. Tyson Cole, second free throw, also off the mark. Tim Richard with the rebound. The buzzer sounded inadvertently. Now Tim Richard will come into front court with it. Now to Westfall. Westfall elevates from 15. He hits it. Richie Westfall cuts it to an 8-point game. DeSales got to go for the steal, then foul. Hofer coming into front court. They've got a trap on the silent. Pat Richard will. That is four on Pat Richard. Stops the clock with 58.7 seconds left to go in the game. Hofer will shoot two free throws. The Cardinals are 0 for 5 at the line here in the final 8 minutes. Jeff Hofer, 8 points in the game, has not gone to the free throw line. At this point, the Cardinals are just 2 of 3 from the line. Well, that's a good percentage, 2 of 3. Now, Hofer breaks that streak. He hits the first one. 59-50. The Sales down by 3 possessions right now. Second free throw is also good. Inbound to Hot to Tim Richard. In the court of Phelan. Phelan gets Weston in the air, goes baseline, runs over Tyson Cole and fouls him, and that will be Phelan's second. Tyson Cole and the Waitsburg Cardinal guys are fired up right now. Yeah, and he pumps his fist and heads the other way. And they're a deserving group of guys. 2 years ago, and I think it was Chris Pearson's first year as the head coach, this group did not win a game. And now he has them closing out the division title. They've got to win at least one more to do so, but they've got the Irish in trouble now, up 10 with just 46 seconds left. And Wujek will chase and foul. Wujek's third, and Johnny Gertsch, the 5'11 senior, will go to the free throw line. Gertsch has 14 points. He's 0 for 1 at the free throw line. He misses the first one. Tim Richard checks in for Ryan Hawkins. The Cardinals came out strong, scored the first 9 points of the game. The Sales tied it at 12 at the end of the quarter. The Cardinals are up 29-22 at the half and then stretched their lead up to as many as 11 in the third quarter. They've led by as many as 13 in the game. Gertsch hits the second free throw. The Sales will let it roll on the front court. Clock starts now as Tim Richard picks it up to Westfall. The Phelan to Tim Richard for three. Hot down won't go. Phelan with the rebound. Hazeltine with the rebound and the putback. Nick Hazeltine. The Irish down 61-52. Ball's loose. Tim Richard knocks it out of bounds on the inbound. Go for the steal, and then you got a foul and hope the Cardinals miss a couple free throws. 31 seconds left. Hofer looks to inbound it, gets it into Tyson Cole. He's the guy to foul. They don't. He throws it away to Hazeltine and lays it in. Timeout to Sales. 24.6 seconds left. Nick Hazeltine has scored 6 in the quarter, and the Sales is within 7 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Why become a member of Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union? Several reasons. First, when you become a member, you become an owner as well. Second, you'll have access to low-cost financial services that are as comprehensive and progressive as any bank. Third, you'll be part of the only hometown community credit union in Walla Walla County. Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union has been in your neighborhood since 1949. Become a member today. Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union, on the corner of 2nd and Tieton Streets, Walla Walla.
Imagine Toyota Scion wants to thank you for a fabulous 2007. With our Toyota sales up over 35% last year, we have taken in some great trade-ins, but we're out of room, and that means huge savings for you. Like an 06 Mazda 6, 15,000 miles, save $4,000. 06 Corollas, low miles, save over $4,200. We have these cars priced at wholesale book values, but don't wait. Hurry for best selection, and this sale ends January 31. VINs and details posted at dealership. Wholesale to the public, call or come by today. Imagine Toyota, Eastgate Road.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Cardinals inbound and backcourt against Fesher. DeSales got a foul. They throw it in the front court to Gertsch. Gertsch has his foul knocked away by this right to Tyson Cole to Hofer. Hofer lays it in, and then Mason with the steal off the inbound, and that'll do it. The Cardinals are going to win it and sweep the season series with Waitsburg. A hard-fought win, 63-54. Waitsburg wins it 63-54. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. NAPA Auto Parts is a cut above the rest. Recently named the best of the best in auto parts, NAPA's ASC-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. NAPA mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small-engine auto parts. And NAPA's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally-owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, NAPA Auto Parts. Go Irish.
Maintaining your Massey Ferguson and Heston equipment is a critical necessity to your farming operation. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op understands that being the region's Massey Ferguson dealer is all about the service. They have implemented a preventive maintenance and inspection program for all Massey Ferguson and Heston equipment, which includes a 10% discount on all parts. Eliminate downtime and have peace of mind. Leave your equipment to the pros at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla, 525-6690.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left the dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car, needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time, we called the same place, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental. No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School, the final home game of the season. Community Bank night. It took an extra day to get it in. The weather got in the way. These games are supposed to be played last night. They play them here on a Wednesday. Early start. Hopefully the Wasteford folks will have a safe trip home. They'll have smiles on their faces, especially the boys team, as they win it 63-54. The Irish boys dropped to 6-10 on the season and 2-6 in the B2 division. They have two chances to win one more division game. Friday at Asotin, and then their final game of the regular season next Tuesday at Dayton. The Wakeford Cardinal boys, they're still atop the B2 division. Their record goes to an impressive 13-5, 10-2 of the conference, and most importantly, they are now 7-1 in the division, and I think this game clinches the B2 division title because they beat Asotin twice, and Asotin has two losses, both to Wadesburg. So I guess the Cardinals could lose their last two games. Yeah, if Wadesburg loses their last two games and Asotin wins their last three, then I guess the Panthers still could win the title. But Wadesburg definitely took a big step towards that. And the Cardinals showed that they wanted to win that title or get closer to clinching that title. They came out hot. Scored on their first four possessions, a Colby Weston three to open the game, a Ryan Mason three, a Tyson Cole laying foul and free throw for another 3 points, and they scored the first 9 points of the game. The Sales got a two-point field goal at the other end by Nick Hazeltine to get the Irish on the board, and then John Gertz came the other way and hit a three. The Cardinals, 12 points, 3 points each on their first four possessions, but the Sales would score the last 9 points of the quarter to tie it at 12 after 8 minutes. Then Wadesburg began to take control, outscoring DeSales 17-10 in the second quarter. Five different Cardinals scored. DeSales could make a three field goal in the quarter. And then the Cardinals put up 17 more points in the third quarter to lead by 9, 46-37. They led by as many as 13. DeSales was able to even them up at 17 apiece in the fourth quarter, but not able to take advantage of 0-for-5 free throw shooting late in the game by the Cardinals. The Irish couldn't get it any closer than 7 points down the stretch, and the Cardinals win it 63-54. That's the scoring summary. We'll be back with the individual statistics on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's essential to have a good doctor and a mechanic you can trust these days. But it's just as important to have a good lawyer. There are a lot of older law firms here in Walla Walla, and good as they are, sometimes a fresh approach is necessary. Which is why Gary Metro recently opened Metro Law Firm here in Walla Walla. Whether it's family law, criminal law, business litigation, bankruptcy, or trusts and estates, Gary Metro can help you. And your initial consultation is free. Call Gary Metro today at 525-0780. That's 525-0780.
There's a myriad of ways and places to get a mortgage these days. They're literally a dime a dozen. But imagine this. Imagine getting your next mortgage at a full-service place with more than 18 years of experience. A place that is owned and operated by local folks who are actually raising their families here. A place where you can still get that personal touch so lacking at today's big banks. A place with top-notch service given by knowledgeable mortgage specialists. You're not imagining things. It's a real place. Heartland Mortgage. 30 South Palouse Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, a rare Wednesday night high school game, and the Irish band hanging around entertaining the fans. Phil Lynch, Irish band director. Tim Lynch graduated here from about 6 years ago. I do that all the time, but Phil Lynch does a great job with our band, and the Irish girls and boys get a split with the Cardinals. The girls game, extremely exciting. The Sales girls up, score the first 13 points of the game. The Cardinals come roaring back, force overtime, and the Sales girls win it 54-53 in overtime. The Sales boys were tied with Platesburg after one quarter. The Chris Pearson, Platesburg Cardinals, get a step closer to clinching their division title with a 63-54 win. Let's run down the individual statistics. For the Cardinals, 7 different players scored out of the 8 players that got in the game for Chris Pearson's club. Colton Townsend scored 2. Tyson Cole scored 3. 7 points for Chance McDaniel. 9 points for Ryan Mason. 12 points for Jeff Hofer, and 15 each for a couple of Waitsburg seniors. Colby Weston, 15 points, including 3 three-pointers, and John Gertsch, 15 points, 5 in the fourth quarter, 10 in the second half as Waitsburg pulled away. Scoring for DeSales, Greg Pizzari, able to get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the game as well, and 6 of them score. 6 points for Marshall Failing. 6 points for Tim Richard, 8 points for Matt Wujek, 8 for Pat Richard, 10 points for Nick Hazeltine. Nick, the 6-foot senior, a steal and lay-in gave the Irish their last good chance to win it down the stretch. He had a steal earlier in that stretch in the fourth quarter, and then the Irish consequently turned it over. If the Irish could have scored on that possession, they would have been within 6. They couldn't do it. And turnovers were a bugaboo for the DeSales Irish all game long as they committed 23 turnovers for the contest to 18 for Waitsburg. So 23 turnovers, tough for DeSales. Free throw shooting, the Irish did a good job at the line, 10 for 14. Waitsburg struggled. They had missed 5 straight at one point in the fourth quarter, end up hitting just 5 of 12. For the game, only 3 of 9 in the fourth quarter, but DeSales could not take advantage of that poor free throw shooting. The Cardinals still able to put 17 points on the board in the fourth quarter and hold off the Irish. Rebounding, I just was handed those. See if I can read the stat sheet. For the Cardinals, 10, 12, 14, 17 rebounds for the game unofficially. Their leading rebounder was Colby Weston, who had 5 to go with his 15 points. 4 to Sales, 8, 15, 19, 21 rebounds. And the leading rebounder, Nick Hazeltine, 7 boards to go with his 10 points. Shooting percentage for the game, Waitsburg extremely efficient, shoots 56.5% for the game, including 60-plus percent, a little over 60% in the second half. Waits were very efficient offensively. The Sales struggled throughout the game, 32% in the first half, 48% in the second half, but they finish up 40% for the game. So field goal shooting at 56%, free throw shooting at only 5 of 12 for the Cardinals, but they get the win, and that's the tale of the tape. Our Dairy Queen player of the game, well, Tim Duncan named all three of his seniors who played in the girls' game as players of the game. Madeline Roach with 19 points, Ashley Hamada with 11, including the free throw that was the difference in the 54-53 win, and Amanda Arnson, who scored 5 points, including 2-for-2 free throws in the overtime, and led her team in rebounds with 7. Well, in keeping with senior night, Nick Hazeltine's our Dairy Queen player of the game. For the boys, 10 points and 7 rebounds. He had 6 points in the fourth quarter, including a couple of crucial steals as he tried to keep his guys close. Well, the Irish boys are about as far against that wall as they can get. 2 league games left. They've got to win 1 to get out of the cellar and make it to the league tournament. The Irish boys are 2-6 in the division. They travel to Asotin. Friday night, Asotin played Wawa this week during the week. So they'll either be 5-3 or 6-2. And then the Irish close out the division season next Tuesday at Dayton. The Irish girls need one more win to clinch the division title. They are at 7-1 and in the division. So the boys fighting for their playoff lives, the girls trying to win the league title. We'll have it for you Friday from Asotin. Girls at 6, boys to follow. Great job back at the studio by Dan. Thank you for listening here on a Wednesday evening. Please show appreciation to our great sponsors who brought us basketball all season long. And remember, it's Catholic Schools Week. We have that all-school mass Friday at Assumption at 8:30 in the morning. Like to see you there. If not, if you want to participate in Catholic Schools Week, you can either show up at the sales or Assumption or call them and participate in the food drive. So basketball, Friday, from Asotin. Until then, this is Mike Spees saying glad you've joined us, and we send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Postal Annex Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.